From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama is trying to turn voter anger into a plus for a number of Democratic candidates in tough re-election campaigns. Speaking at a rally for Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick on Saturday, the president acknowledged voter frustration with the economy, but says Republicans put the country on the path it is today. From member station WBUR, Kathleen McNerney reports on Mr. Obama's Get Out the Vote rally in Boston.
Thousands turned out to cheer on the incumbent and hear the president. He acknowledged that voters are losing hope in this economy, but says the stakes in the midterm elections are high.
What this election's about is not where we are right now. It's where we want to be 2 years from now, where we want to be 5 years from now, where we want to be 10 years from now, where we want to be 20 years from now.
The president has been crisscrossing the nation for various political events ahead of next month's election. Next stop, Ohio. For NPR News, I'm Kathleen McNerney in Boston.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is in Orange County, California, urging Tea Party activists and other Republicans to vote in November. Speaking at a rally that attracted some 2,000 people on Saturday, she says the GOP now has the momentum.
People know something has gone terribly wrong with our government, and it has gotten so far off track. But people also know that there is nothing wrong in America that a good old-fashioned election can't fix.
Palin's support among Republicans in California is mixed. A recent poll shows 58% of the state's registered voters see Palin in a negative light. Republican gubernatorial candidate Meg Whitman skipped the event. With the elections just a few weeks away and the economy still struggling, Steve Beckner of Market News International reports that yet another economic advisor to President Obama is stepping down.
Alan Krueger, Assistant Treasury Secretary for Economic Policy, is leaving his post as a key advisor to Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner. At the end of November, he's planning on returning to Princeton University, where he was an economics professor before joining the Obama administration last year. Krueger is only the latest top economic policymaker to leave the administration. Others who have announced their resignation include Lawrence Summers, head of the White House National Economic Council, Christina Romer, chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisers, and Peter Orszag, director of the Office of Management and Budget. The White House has not announced replacements for these key jobs. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Police in Jamaica say a bus drove off a cliff on the Caribbean island's north coast, killing a 16-year-old girl and injuring nearly 40 others. Several are in critical condition at a local hospital. Authorities say the bus driver fled the accident scene and has not been found. The bus was carrying church members to a weekend retreat. This is NPR News. Actress Barbara Billingsley, who played June Cleaver on television's Leave It to Beaver, has died. NPR's Larry Abramson has this remembrance.
Barbara Billingsley became the model for the perfect 1950s stay-at-home mom for her role as June Cleaver. She was always perfectly coiffed and seldom shed her high heels, even when she was vacuuming the house. Billingsley never lost her temper as she reluctantly watched her sons get into trouble and grow into young men.
You know, Ward, I hope Wally doesn't start getting serious about girls.
Well, dear, I think any boy who still has to be told to change his socks is safe for the time being.
Hi, Wally.
Barbara Billingsley also made a brief appearance in the comedy Airplane, where she helped a flight attendant speak jive to a couple of African-American passengers.
Just hang loose, blood. She's going to catch up on the rebound on the med side.
Barbara Billingsley was 94 years old. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
Authorities in Arizona say a motorized paraglider slammed into a hot air balloon in central Arizona. Four people on board the two aircraft were taken to local hospitals. The accident occurred during an airport open house in Cottonwood, and that's some 100 miles north of Phoenix. The woman who reported her husband was shot to death by pirates on a border lake between Texas and Mexico has given more details about what happened on September 30th. A statement from the Mexican Attorney General's office says Tiffany Hartley provided valuable information that will assist federal investigators, but they did not provide details. Cablevision and Fox Parent News Corporation have walked away from bargaining talks tonight. That means some 3 million customers in the New York metropolitan area did not see the first game of baseball's National League Championship Series at home. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.